ocean is in constant motion. Waves whip the surface, currents flow like huge rivers, and waters rise and fall with the tides. These waves, currents, and tides are the work of immense natural forces, such as solar energy, gravity, and wind. Solar energy takes the form of heat and light. The sun's heat affects and maintains the temperature of seawater. Seawater moves according to the principle of convection. Liquids and gases rise and expand when they are heated, and sink and contract when they are cooled. Temperature also affects the density of seawater. Cold water is more dense than hot water. Hot water is active and moves quickly, whereas cold water is sluggish and moves slowly. In the deepest part of the ocean, cold water moves very slowly. But in the upper, warmer areas, surface currents can flow rapidly, carried along by the winds. In the Atlantic Ocean, the North Equatorial Current flows westward in the tropics above the equator. When this current reaches the Americas, it divides. One stream turns northward, and the other stream flows into the Gulf of Mexico. In the Gulf, the growing river called the Gulf Stream turns eastward and pours through the Straits of Florida. The Gulf Stream carries 1,000 times more water than the Mississippi River. Alongside North Carolina, the Gulf Stream turns away from North America and takes its tropical waters to Northern Europe. England and Scandinavia in the far north have much warmer weather than other areas of the world that are the same distance north of the equator. These countries are warmed by the Gulf Stream's tropical waters. Once across the Atlantic, the Gulf Stream divides. Part of it flows northward as the North Atlantic Drift, becoming colder as it reaches the Arctic. Part of the North Atlantic Drift curls west and south below Iceland and rejoins the North Atlantic Current. The other part becomes the Canary Current and flows southward along the coast of Europe. The other half of the Gulf Stream heads south, off the coasts of Spain and Africa to the equator. The stream then turns west again. So the Gulf Stream carries much of the surface water of the North Atlantic in a giant circle moving clockwise. In the days of sailing, ships took advantage of the circulation pattern of the North Atlantic. They sailed to Europe by way of the Gulf Stream and returned to the Americas in the equatorial currents flowing south and west. In the 1970s, oceanographers found that across the Atlantic, rings of water mysteriously break away from the Gulf Stream and form eddies. Eddies range from the ocean surface far into the depths and can be over 120 miles, about 192 kilometers wide. They are similar to weather systems in the atmosphere and are often compared to underwater storms. An eddy can last as long as 2 months without mixing with the other waters. Just as the ocean contains rivers within it, the currents, so it also contains separate seas, large still areas where the water hardly moves at all. The Sargasso Sea is such an area. It is located in the middle of the clockwise circle of the warmer currents. As in the North Atlantic, the main currents of the North Pacific flow in a giant clockwise circle. The Kuroshiro Current, which flows past Japan, is similar to the Gulf Stream. Currents of the southern oceans also move in giant circular paths, but the southern currents move in the opposite direction, counterclockwise, due to the effects of the rotation of the Earth. Gravity is another force that moves the ocean. As the planet spins in space, it swirls all the water in the ocean basins around. Because the Earth is round, currents above the equator spin in one direction and currents below the equator spin in another. In 1947, a Norwegian anthropologist named Thor Heyerdahl drifted 4,000 miles, or about 6,400 kilometers, across the Pacific Ocean on a tiny boat made of reeds. Heyerdahl rowed the South Equatorial Current westward to show that the early settlers of Polynesia could have come from South America on ocean currents. The Humboldt Current goes northward along the western coast of South America. It is fed by a deep underwater stream of cold water from the Antarctic. Prevailing winds push the surface water west, and the cold, nutrient-rich water rises to the surface, providing food for marine life. The rich water of the Humboldt Current creates one of the best fishing areas of the world off the coast of Peru. Much of the world's tuna and sardines are fished from these waters. Gravity also swirls the world's winds, which in turn create waves. The rotation of the earth, the wind, and the water keep the oceans, in fact, the entire world's ecology in balance. Not all gravity that affects the oceans come from the earth. The moon also has a gravitational pull. The gravity of the moon pulls the earth's water outward, causing a slight bulge in the surface of the earth. This bulge means that the water levels rise higher on the side of the earth facing the moon, reaching what we call high tide. Tides are the regular rising and falling of bodies of water under the influence of the moon's gravity. The sun also affects the tides. A point on the earth either faces the moon directly or is facing away from the moon once every 12 hours and 35 minutes. So there are two high tides and two low tides each day along most coasts. A chart of the water level in a harbor for a 24-hour period might look like this. The range between high tide and low tide is usually only a few feet, but in some places it is as much as 50 feet or about 15 meters. The time of the year, the depth of the sea, and the shape of the coastline all affect the height of the tides at any given place. The position of the sun also has some effect on the tides. Ocean currents and tides are regular, predictable movements of the ocean, caused by the forces of gravity and warming energy of the sun. The most common and familiar ocean movement, waves, are caused by a much less predictable force, wind energy. The wind blows across the surface of the water and makes it move. In deep water, waves do not actually move water forward. Instead, the waves move in nearly a complete circle, as these diagrams show. The crest, the highest point of the wave, crashes on the ocean surface and then flows backward under the trough, the lowest point of the wave. Not far below the surface of the waves, there is little motion. A submarine can avoid the effects of a storm by making a fairly shallow dive. Wave height depends on three things: the speed of the wind, the length of time it blows, and the fetch, or distance the wind travels over the water. For example, a steady wind blowing over open seas at 35 miles or over 50 kilometers per hour will create waves 10 feet or about 3 meters high in 7 hours. But in 32 hours, the wind will create waves 20 feet or about 6 meters high. Large storms may grow to a height of 75 feet or over 20 meters. In such dangerous storms, it is difficult to calculate wave height at all because of the tossing of the ship. In stormy seas, some waves are carried by the wind across open water. The long, low waves can travel thousands of miles. A regular pattern of these low waves is called a swell. As the swell approaches the shoreline, the shallower water slows the waves down and makes them steeper. Finally, the waves topple over as breakers. Waves moving toward the shore no longer flow in circular patterns, as they do in deep water. In shallower water, each wave moves the water forward toward the shore. Large waves carry tremendous force. waves can heave large boulders onto the shore and wear away the coastline of a beach. Sometimes waves create dangerous undercurrents. A rip current is a backflow of water caused by large waves breaking on the shore and then running back toward sea level. Rip currents may be strong enough to carry a careless swimmer out to sea. There are waves in the ocean other than those caused by wind. Some waves are caused by earthquakes or volcanoes. Tsunamis are such waves. The word tsunami is Japanese. Tsunamis are often called tidal waves, but they have nothing to do with the tides. Tsunamis are caused by sudden movements of the seafloor, such as earthquakes. Tsunamis can travel almost 500 miles, or about 800 kilometers an hour, and build up to a height of 100 feet or 30 meters before they break. In many earthquakes, more damage and death is caused by the tsunamis that follow than by the earthquakes themselves. For example, after the Great Krakatoa volcano in 1883, there were huge tsunamis all over the Pacific Ocean. More than 36,000 people drowned. The waves were 100 feet high and traveled around 400 miles, or about 650 kilometers per hour. Today, fortunately, instruments along the Pacific Ocean floor can detect passing tsunamis and warn people so they can head for the hills. The sea is always moving, driven by solar energy and gravity. The great ocean currents carry huge amounts of water and create the Earth's climate. The wind whips up waves that can even toss big ships as they sweep across the ocean for hundreds of miles. Earthquakes under the ocean cause waves that do heavy damage to life along the shore. The moon moves the sea also. Waters rise as the moon pulls and fall as the Earth rotates away from the moon. But even when it looks the calmest, the ocean is never really still. Tides and underwater currents are always silently moving. And soon the wind will blow and the great waves will rise up once again.